The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Spotify has announced a jump in the number of subscribers despite hiking prices in some of its biggest markets worldwide. Many of you will be getting a notification telling you of an increase from $11.99 a month to $12.99 a month, and family subscriptions are going up too. Emma Howard is an economics lecturer at TU Dublin and she joins me now. Hello, Emma.
Good morning, Claire.
Is your Spotify subscription one of those things that you feel you can't really do without?
It is. To be honest, I actually use my Spotify subscription a lot. I think like a lot of users, I get a lot of value out of it. So I have a family one. So that allows you 6 premium accounts. And as you said, that the cost of that, now I did sort of roll my eyes because the cost of everything is going up. So I did get the email saying it was going up €3. So that's a 15% increase for the subscription.
That's the family subscription.
But as you mentioned, that's the family one. Yeah. Now, as you mentioned, there are kind of a number of different plans. So the individual one has gone up as well. By a bit less percentage wise, so 8.5%. The duo one has gone up by €2, which is a 12% increase, but that also went up 2 years ago. So if you look at kind of the overall increase over the last 2 years, that's a 27% increase. Mm-hmm. And there is a student subscription service as well. So that is $6.99. It stayed the same this year, but that did go up 17% last year. So overall, like over the last 2 years, there have been significant increases. However, though, what, like, if you look at the Spotify users, though, about 60% of their users overall are free users. So, you know, although like for some people, there's a lot of value out of the premium service, depending on how you use it and how much you use it, there are free accounts available. Now, they have restrictions on them. So you do have to listen to ads after, I think, every 3 songs or so. It limits the number of skips you have. But it is an option for people if they don't use it a lot, or you know, they don't mind having those ads being played. Yeah, so when, it saves you quite a bit of money.
When we were thinking about this morning, we were chatting about it on the team. We were thinking about how much money you would have spent in the olden days, Emma, on music. You know, is that the way to look at this? Would
yes,
you have been somebody who spent
what?
Money on CDs every month?
I spent a lot, and I had a massive CD collection that I you know, had to part with eventually because it was just gathering dust and never got used. But I of course I always like to look at the data, so I actually went and crunched the numbers just to have a look. So 2002, if you look at the average spend per person, so we had a census in 2002, so I removed the children under 14 and looked at, on average in the country, we spent €43 per person that year on music. Now, that's for every single adult in the country. So you can imagine there would have been lots of people probably who never bought a CD or spent any money on music. And there would have been people who spent kind of 10 or 20 times that. So I suppose, you know, depending on your usage, like now with something like Spotify, it's not just music you're using it for, because you have, with the premium, you have audiobooks, you have podcasts. And if you look at their, like how people use it, so the monthly active users, if you look at the average listen time, it's 148 minutes audio per subscriber per day. Mm-hmm. And 1 in 5 people listen to their Spotify several times a day. So if you're one of those users, you're probably getting a lot more value out of your money than you would have been when you were buying music. But lots of people who maybe use it a lot less often than that, and those are the people that maybe should be looking at those subscriptions and seeing whether it's worth it for them.
Yeah, the other thing is if you value owning the music, you know, when you bought your CD, that was yours, as you said, you had your big collection. It's not the same with Spotify in that regard, is it?
It's not the same. And, you know, another concern, and IMRO, the Irish Music Rights Organisation, published a report last year, and they found that the average Irish adult spends €172 a year on music streaming. And of course, the difference here is that, like, that revenue doesn't go to the people who are creating the music. So,
yes,
you know, if you look at what Spotify does with their revenue, 2/3 of it goes on royalties. But of those 2/3 of royalties, of course, quite a bit. So 1/5 of it now goes to publishing, because it's not just music. And it's, you know, those royalties are paid per stream. So if you are a big established artist, you're probably going to be making, you know, a reasonable bit of revenue from Spotify and from other streaming services. But if you're a new musician starting out now, it's very, very difficult. And, you know, the funding model for the music industry is really not very sustainable or supportive of new artists emerging. So, you know, IMRO have been lobbying for a levy. Now, we know we had an Oireachtas committee decided that a levy on streaming services like Netflix would be one way to kind of to fund film and television production in Ireland. But there was a lot of pushback on that. So, you know, I think that's been effectively ruled out. I'm not sure. I imagine that a levy on music streaming services is probably going to get a similar amount of political pushback.
Mm-hmm. On subscriptions in general, though, we would do well to check what we're subscribing for and keeping an eye on what's going out every month, because you can get caught, you can forget about things that you've signed up to. I mean, I know we've gone through Spotify and how people generally tend to use it a lot, but there are some subscriptions that we never use and we shouldn't be paying for them.
There are. And, you know, a lot of these services, they get us in with subscription traps. So, you know, a lot, I had a look, like Spotify at the moment and many others, you know, if you sign up for an individual plan, it's free for the first month and then it auto renews. And a lot of the streaming services or subscription services give us that low or no cost offer to sign up, and then it auto renews. And we're subject to what's called that status quo bias. You know, we tend to kind of stick with the default. And once we've made a decision, we don't tend to think about it again, and that money just goes out of our account automatically at the end of each month. So it is really worth every now and again, you know, every couple of months or so, looking at your bank account, looking at what amounts have gone out and figuring out what they're for, and then thinking about how much you use it. Because, you know, a lot of the time you sign up for these services, and if you think about it, often a month goes by and you haven't used it at all. So it is actually quite easy now to cancel, because, you know, consumer protection legislation means that they can't make it very difficult for you to cancel anymore. So it's usually just a couple of clicks. And it's also really easy to resubscribe. So, you know, one thing I do is when it comes to, say, like TV streaming, is, you know, I'll sign up to Apple because I want to watch a particular series, I'll watch it and then I'll cancel it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I might go back a few months later if there's something else on I want to watch. So rather than, you know, because you can, you know, you could end up having about 6 or 7 subscriptions going out of your account every month, and it adds up to a huge amount.
Yeah, it's important to keep an eye on it. So Spotify subscriptions are increasing by up to 15% in the weeks ahead, depending on what plan you're on. Spotify Family, $19.99 to $22.99. That's the one you're on, Emma. And the individual plan customers will be paying $12.99 now from $11.99 as it was. Emma Howard, thank you very much for being with us. It's the economics lecture from TU Dublin.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.